on the hill that everybody's mad and they're changing, and folks like Mayon Thomas like they're not to vote for us. And the fellow said the delegation, the worst shape he'd ever seen it. To Thompson told him today that he couldn't go along with us, that he'd have to change.
Or Thompson,
I don't know. Just said that people in his district weren't for it. I think Ed Burris, the Manufacturers Association, has just been giving us hell. I think that's this time they've got us, and they're concentrating their drive right in there right now. So I think you better put Thompson on the driver's list the moment you go by.
Put it down right now.
Kiss him.
I'm going to call Kerry, who is the president of the Chamber of Commerce. He made a good speech last week on the West Coast, which he urged businessmen to get into the war on poverty. See if he won't put out some kind of statement here. That'll counteract this in AEM.
I would have Shriver talk to him. Right. I don't want us to White House, because I think it'll upset him, but I'd ask him if he couldn't do that. And they say tonight that they're going to try to recommit the bill with the substitute freeling housing bill.
Mm-hmm.
That'll kill it, won't it? It's no good. We couldn't live with that.
Oh, no. It's really a state rights program. You're just like turning civil rights over the states. They're not going to do anything. You're for it in principle, but you don't do anything.
Well, would it cancel out our $1 billion?
Yes, sir. It substantially reduces it. I forget exactly what the figure is. But your $1 billion, even if you had it, wouldn't be effective. That's the key vote, of course, right there. Shriver's been talking to people about staying not only in the final passage, but sticking on that recommittal or substitute amendment.
That's what I talked to him about. But now, did you get anything from the mine workers today?
I talked to Tony Bohr about 5:30. No changes in what he's doing, in what he's talked to. He's working awfully hard personally on Arch Moore of West Virginia. Thinks he's got him weak a little bit, but has not changed his mind.
Well, if he hadn't, just get him not to vote, just if you
well,
can.
Well, that's what we're telling them now.
Tell him he wants to get some projects in those areas. He wants to get some camps to put his miners to work on. And just don't have a record of saying the congressman is against the bill.
Bill Daugherty says part of our problem is that all the labor people are out in Chicago at the Grand Council meeting or something like that.
That's right. Now you can get them back, but if you talk to Tony Boyle, he's not.
Right. And of course, Daugherty's here, but he's no longer active. Daugherty said that you ought to call Meany and tell him just how important this is and ask him to bring the whole group of legislative people down and let him turn them loose on it. That Meany would do it for you because he loves you, but it's going
well,
to take that.
I saw Meany myself personally twice last week and got over the list with him. Did late Saturday.
He say he would help
him? Yeah, said he'd call him himself. We'll ask Larry in the morning if you talk to him, but today I can't get him. You mean make him come back to Chicago? Or
no, when he comes back from Chicago, I believe it's on Wednesday, that he just bring all of his people from all over the country who are the legislative finesse artists, to use Daugherty's language, and ask him to stay here for 2 days and do nothing but work on poverty.
Well, I may do that. That may be a good idea. Talk to Larry in the morning and see where we are. There's a good many changing we don't know about.
That's right.
We haven't had calls to go down the list, but... Now, did you get Hagen from Georgia?
Not yet. No, sir.
Who's working on him?
Well, Carl Sanders talked to him today and called me this afternoon and said he's substantially weakened and he thinks that that we ought to he wants some little bill and we ought to try to offer to him. I've asked Henry Hall Wilson to find out what the bill is and what's involved.
Well, didn't he tell us?
He hasn't told me.
Didn't Sanders tell you?
No, sir. Sanders said I can't remember the subject of it. He said it's some little dam.
Well, I thought that was for Teuton's.
Well, Teuton's involved in a dam, too, but it's not the same dam. Not the same dam. Phil Landrum called me, I believe, about Hagen's dam, and it affects Phil, too. So I've got Wilson and the Corps of Engineers looking at it just to see before we do anything. And also, Sanders said to send Shriver back by to see Hagen, and I'm going to do that.
Good early in the morning, because I'll work on both those if I need to.
All right, so he called.
And I got Teuton coming down tomorrow.
Well, he called Teuton this afternoon
Sanders, who?
Aunt Sanders called Teuton and says that he thinks this dam will do it. And you had told him that you were working on Teuton, too, so he thinks you can count Teuton after this dam thing comes through. But you can't until Teuton says he will. Let me see. O'Brien says that, Daly says that he gets a report that Hebert is not going to be here on Friday. I'd gotten a report that he was going to be here and vote for us. I've got to double check on that. That's a key one.
Yeah, well, better tell Walter, and that's what Eddie Weisel told him, that Newhouse's editor told him. Who said he wasn't going to be here?
Chuck Daly in O'Brien's office.
Wait a minute, let me hold you.
All right.
I got Olin Johnson calling me.